From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for late Saturday attacks in London that left at least seven dead, nearly 50 wounded, many critically. British Prime Minister Theresa May said three attackers used a white van to strike people on London Bridge, then proceeded to Borough Market where they attacked people with knives. All three assailants were killed by police in Britain's third terrorist attack in less than 3 months. But the Prime Minister said the attacks are not connected.
But we believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face, as terrorism breeds terrorism, and perpetrators are inspired to attack, not only on the basis of carefully constructed plots after years of planning and training, and not even as lone attackers radicalised online, but by copying one another and often using the crudest of means of attack.
She denounced what she called the evil ideology of Islamist extremism. The Prime Minister said terrorists must be deprived of access to the internet and a more robust effort is needed to identify and stamp out extremism. She also said Thursday's snap election will go ahead as planned. Counterterrorism Police Chief Mark Rowley said the identity of the attackers has not yet been released.
We are making significant progress now in identifying the three attackers and confirming the fact that there were no other suspects at the scene when the attack was carried out.
At least 12 arrests and raids in East London have been made. President Donald Trump has called the attacks an evil slaughter, saying this bloodshed must end. Meanwhile, in Manchester, England, following the May 22nd attack that killed 22 people, pop singer Ariana Grande led a benefit concert for the victims.
I love you guys so much, and I think that the kind of love and unity that you're displaying is the medicine that the world really needs right now.
Many artists took part in the internationally broadcast event. This is VOA News.